This evening, I'd like to talk about forgiveness. Now, if you look over to Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15, Jesus clearly explains why forgiving others is relevant to us. It reads, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." To forgive others of wrongdoings is to be like our Heavenly Father, and that is something we should all aspire to be. Eve recognized the attractiveness of being like God when she was deceived by the serpent, but then acted through disobedience to do so. When we forgive others out of love and understanding, we're not only obeying God, which is more pleasing to Him than attempts at atonement for sin, but we're also like Him by doing something He Himself does. When someone wrongs us, it can be difficult to forgive them because of the hurt feelings that we feel, especially if the wrongdoing is something that we ourselves feel like we wouldn't do. But in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5 says, "Love doesn't take into account any wrongdoing suffered." If you'll turn to Colossians 3:12 through 14, we're told as Christian what qualities we are to put on, with forgiveness of others as being one of them. Colossians 3:12 through 14 reads, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection." Now, no one is perfect, and we all make mistakes. Sometimes we hurt each other, whether we intend to or not. A lot of wrongdoings are done from strong emotions, ignorance, carelessness, and other reasons. But whatever the case, all offenses can be overseen or overlooked with love and understanding, if you choose to do so, which is the righteous path. If you'll turn to Ephesians 4, verses 31 and 32, we'll find another direction on how to live with each other. Ephesians 4, verse 31 and 32 read, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. If anyone has any issues with their neighbor, I urge you to find the will to forgive them with all your heart, for in doing so, you will be forgiven and found righteous in God's eyes." If anyone is subject to the invitation, would you please make it known now as we sing the selected song?
Faith of our fathers.
Faith of our Father, living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our heart beat high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word. Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will free. How sweet would be their children's fate if they like them could die for thee. Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers we will love, both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee to as love knows how, by kindly word and virtuous life. Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to
good to see everyone. Boy, this was a quick class, Roy. It was very good. We've got a suggestion up here on the board for a sign out on the side of this little door here. If everyone agrees, or if they come up with another thing to put on the sign, we can just say Christians Bible Study, and then the Springwoods Church of Christ, and 6:30 to 7:30. That way, if somebody walks by and they hear something going on in here, should we say welcome? Yeah. We got room.
Yeah.
Welcome, Christians Bible Study, Springwoods Church Christ, 637 there. We'll make a little 8.5 by 11. We'll just slip it in while we're here.
How about all welcome?
All welcome? Yeah.
You better.
Yeah.
How about just say, come on in?
Come on in, y'all.
Yeah.
Come on in, y'all. Yeah.
All right. We'll make a little sign when we get here. The first one here, we'll just slip that in there so we can let people know what we're doing in here. Anything else before we have a dismissal prayer? Who's got our... Jean's got our closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you that we could meet together this evening to study your word. Thank you for watching over us and protecting us and helping us. May we remember to look to you for our guidance, and may we remember the obligation we have to serve you and to take the word to those who have not yet received the truth. Please guide us and walk with us. And please forgive us of our sins and be with us till we meet again. We pray in Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Can't do that.